Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. good morning, Cleveland. Good morning, universe. And, of course, good morning, world. It's your dude, Ray Robinson. And, yes, I'm trying to practice this social distancing. I'm having trouble because I like to hug folks and high-five folks, and I like to do the bump still. But I can't do it, so I'm trying to stay away. But I'm not going to stay away from you. I'm not going to stay away from this smooth jazz. And I'm surely not going to stay away from playing all of the best songs that I can play. I'm here for another 2 hours. Sit back and relax. These are the Jazz Jam Sessions, baby. Let's go!
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
This painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you. is Ebony Spurg, and you're listening to my new single here on WJZZ, entitled It's You. You may also download from all media platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. Now, let's take a listen.
Small conversation. A tall glass of wine. Conversation, a tall glass of wine, just hearing your voice makes my heart melt, gives me butterflies. How do you do that? Control what my mind wants, I'm all in. Got me feeling like we're so meant to be, we're so made. Capture the moment, me and you face to face, both of our eyes taking in all of this love, maybe infatuation, your eyes tell me everything I need to know, I hope this night won't end.
Something about you. do my best to make it through the day, but my heart says there's just no way. Why even try?
Sandra McDonald, president of the UCLA NAACP and Lawyers Foundation, here with a reminder that as we begin to phase in Ohio post-COVID, to continue to practice social distancing and disease control measures so that we all can be safe. Let's take this opportunity to live better, do better, and be better. This has been a public service announcement.
My mother was always very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual, and she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn, and she wasn't even really sure where she was at. It was very unsettling for her.
I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you, and we'll figure it out."
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. for late nights writing English papers.
Or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart. How white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. They both give the same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. His lips are much too close to mine. Beware my foolish heart. But should I eager lips come by, then let the fire start. For this time, it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love this time, it's love, my foolish heart.
My foolish heart.
here's a nice rendition of an Anita Baker classic. This song is by Angel P from right here in Cleveland. This one's called Been So Long. It's been so long since I've heard a great cut. Here's one right now, Angel P. WJZZ and you, oh my goodness, what a pair, what a pair. Listen, we need each other. I need you, you need me. And it is very serious right now as we stare down this coronavirus. It's about community. It's about us all locking in together as neighbors, as brothers, as sisters. Hey, this thing is actually bringing family back together. It's making us all think on one accord. Right now, our lives are at stake, so it's very important that you call in, check on neighbors, check on our senior citizens, check on people that you haven't talked to. If you have an opportunity, venture out to those that may need a hand, that may need some food. Some folks have actually run out of money, folks. They've actually run out of food. We are right now looking at dire times, so what I want to do is make sure that I can lift your hearts with the beautiful sound of music. Again, these are the Jazz Jam Sessions, and this is WJZZ, Cleveland's smoothest station when it comes to jazz. Don't go nowhere, y'all. We got a great show lined up for you. Hey, hold on tight.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
WJZZ. This one's Mr. Michael Franks. It's called On My Way Home to You. These are the Jazz Jam Sessions.
Lost my way again, and it wasn't hard to do. When I'm away from you, the meaning runs out of my life, swept away again, like a sailor tossed on the tide. How much longer can I hide the pain I feel with you out of my life? And we cut to ending. I'm on my way home to you. That lucky old sun will shine again. On my way home to you. Suddenly lost so MGM. On my way home to you. I'm gonna make you mine again. On my way home to you. It's a tragedy, I can't believe I sent you away. Now I can't even say how badly I need your love. Guess it's gravity when you fly so high, you'll fall. And now we have this wall, hurt and feeling so hard to get by. And we cut to ending. I'm on my way home to you. Lucky old sun will shine again. On my way home to you. Suddenly lost your energy. On my way home to you. I'm gonna make you
WJZZ, I'm here right now. These are the Jazz Jam Sessions here every Monday through Saturday. I'm finding out now. I thought it was Friday. I'm on Saturdays. Didn't even know it. Got a phone call. Somebody says, man, you're sounding good. I was like, how can they hear me in my shower? I thought they had some...
Cleaning to my
All right, WJZZ, Ray Robinson here on his musical magic carpet. Got you taking a trip with me. How you feeling? You feeling okay? Then I tell you what, hold on tight. These are the Jazz Jam Sessions. This is Cleveland's coldest station, WJZZ. I'm here, you're there, but we are a pair. Oh my goodness, what a pair you and I. We're going to take this thing further down the road. I'm getting closer to 12 o'clock, but I tell you what, here's another hit.
Oh!
Did you know that reading to your child for 20 minutes a day could actually save their lives? Save their lives? How? Well, did you know that there's a statistic that says if your child can't read by the third grade, they'll probably end up in prison? Prison. Yes, take 20 minutes to read to your child every single day. They'll learn to read too. Make sure that you read 20 minutes a day. This has been a public service announcement by Literacy in the Hood.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Always knew I would feel the magic for you.
WJZZ, Ray Robinson, falling in love with you and this fantastic music. Man, they call me the Munchie Man because I bring some music that is out of this world. Coming down 77, headed towards 90, and then we're going to move a little bit over towards 480 because you guys know what's going on. It is the Jazz Jam Sessions. I'm here up until 12 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Stir your coffee. Put it back in the microwave. But whatever you do, don't touch that dial!
Hi, I'm Cassandra McDonald, president of the Euclid NAACP and Lawyers Foundation, here with a reminder that as we begin to phase in Ohio post-COVID, to continue to practice social distancing and disease control measures so that we all can be safe. Let's take this opportunity to live better, do better, and be better. This has been a public service announcement.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You told me not to talk to strangers. You told me not to cross the street without looking both ways.
You told me not to touch the stove.
You told me not to do drugs.
You told me not to drink and drive.
You gave me so many messages about how to stay safe.
Why did you keep me safe by properly storing your gun?
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.